Good morning again. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the early morning when we can spend some time in your word. And Father, I pray you'd be with me this morning as we will be in this book of Zechariah, moving fast through the scripture and considering chapter 4. Father, I pray you'd help me to have my thoughts together and help me to expound this passage. And I pray that this might be a blessing to somebody who hears and sees this video. Zechariah chapter 4. Now the angel who talked with me came back and wakened me as a man is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I am looking. And there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one at the right of the bowl and the other at its left." So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the angel who talked to me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain. And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth." Then I answered and said to him, "What are these two olive trees at the right hand, at the right of the lampstand and at its left?" And I further answered and said to him, "What are these two olive branches that dip into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains?" Then he answered me and said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he said, "These are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth." The main verse that I want to consider out of this passage today is the one that most people know, or a lot of you probably know, and that is, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." Who was Zerubbabel? Well, Zerubbabel was the governor in Jerusalem after Jerusalem had been beaten down to the ground. The temple had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Some years had passed. The Babylonian kingdom had been destroyed itself, and the Medes and the Persians were ruling. And they ruled even over Israel. So Zerubbabel, who may have been a king at other times, is only a governor because he was under the Medes and the Persians. Their empire ruled, and they did not allow kings in Israel or kings in Judah. And so Zerubbabel was, though he was the governor, and he was, as we see here, he was building the temple. And in verse 6, it says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. He has started, and then God is telling Zechariah that he's going to finish it. Zerubbabel will finish this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts, the God of armies, we talked about that before, the God who controls everything, has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? When I look at this passage, I can relate to Zerubbabel. I'm old enough to remember, at least as a child, and even as a little bit older, but especially as a child, Billy Graham and the ministries that he had, they had money, but not just money, they had fame. Billy Graham met with presidents. He was, in a sense, known as America's pastor. And in those days, pastors, preachers, were in the news. Newscasters would pray after a hurricane rather than attribute it to global warming and then laugh at people who prayed. And so there was a day that we, as the church, meaning the church universal, especially in the United States, can look back at as like the good old days. And Zerubbabel, Zechariah, Joshua the high priest, these who lived during these days when they were rebuilding a broken down temple, could look back and remember or think of, at least to look at the history of Solomon and that great and glorious temple. And they could do, and some people did, look like it says in verse 10, for who has despised the day of small things? And I think we kind of live, and even maybe more and more we live, in the day of small things. Not only is Billy Graham not on top, but his son, Franklin Graham, is often one of those who's despised by our world. They argue against him. R.C. Sproul is gone. A lot of powerful preachers, if they're not gone, they are older at this point. And us who are left are those who are handling the day of small things. Yes, there are churches that are big, but oftentimes these churches, and I'm not saying this applies to all of them, because there's still some big, strong, good churches, but oftentimes the bigger churches are those who have compromised in some way with the world. But here we have a verse that says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Here Zerubbabel was building the temple, the dwelling place of God. And yet in our day, we are the temple. We are the temple of the Lord, the churches. And we've seen in our past days when money and influence and the applause of even a Gentile nation or a unchristian nation was for the preacher. But now we live in the day of small things, the day of little things. And yet Zerubbabel says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. The plumb line is in the hand of Zerubbabel. We are still building. We don't have to have, God is saying, all the money, all the resources that Solomon had, that Billy Graham had that others had in the past. We still have the Word of God. We still have God's Spirit. And we still have the same tools that the apostles had, even though when they had, they were 12 and then 11, and they picked one more, and then they were 120, and God poured His Spirit out upon them. They were still fishermen. They still were not the men in power. Rome was ruling in that day, and yet look how the church grew, even though it was despised and persecuted. Here it says, verse 10, the second part of it, "For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth." This is a message. If there are others out there who have small churches, who have little ministries, maybe even despised ministries, the seven eyes means God has perfect perception. He sees not just the big things, but He sees the little things that are done, sometimes in smaller churches. He says, Jesus says, "You cannot give a cup of cold water to the least of my disciples and not be rewarded." God sees. God knows. God knows our struggles, and He will reward us. His eyes, the eyes of the Lord, scan to and fro throughout the earth. The olive trees, the branches that dip in, these, He says, are the two anointed ones. I believe at that time it was Joshua the high priest and Zerubbabel the king. Zechariah was the prophet. Anointed ones. Prophets were anointed. Priests were anointed. Kings were anointed. And their job was to build the temple. We are called today kings and priests. In Revelation 5, that's what we're called, by the grace of God and by the blood of Jesus Christ. He has made us kings and priests, even though we may not be recognized as kings and priests by an ungodly world any more than Zerubbabel was recognized as a king. God is the one who anoints kings. I believe Zerubbabel in heaven is going to be recognized as a king. And we who are humble in this day, when we serve the Lord, when we do the work of our Lord Jesus, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and yet in His day, the Roman soldiers mocked Him. They put a crown of thorns on Him. It was definitely the day of small things. And yet He died on the cross, and His blood covered us. He cleansed us from our sins with His own blood. He was humble. He was despised and rejected. And yet He rose again. And the church grew. And according to the book of Daniel, it grows and grows and grows. It started as a stone that hid into the mountain. But it is the kingdom that will endure forever. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank You. Even though we live in this, what you might call the day of small things, the day when ministries are despised by the world, yet Your seven eyes are looking, they're watching, they're seeing, they're knowing the things that we do. And Father, it is You who reward. It is You who bless. It is You, by Your Spirit, that gives us power to grow, even if we grow in small ways, even if we build, like Zerubbabel built the temple, still it's praiseworthy that you are being honored and you are being glorified. So, Father, we pray you might work among us, not with might, not with money, not with advertising, not with all those kind of things that the world depends on, but by your Spirit, we pray we might grow as a church. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.